The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, your questions, episode 585. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
And Brian Manjoma.
Funny enough, Yidro in Tekken makes a lot of sense.
All right, you'll need to explain that one. You may as well do it now while I know. We were actually talking about this beforehand. I don't know if that's the character, Manny.
It's not. Yeah, this is Baki.
So. Yeah. Anyway, Brian, can you explain what you just said right now to the people, since you're also a Tekken fan?
Well, if you don't know who Yujiro Hanma is, then you don't know anything, in my opinion.
This is me. I don't know anything.
There you go. Done. Yujiro Hanma is basically the strongest creature on Earth in the Rahi's universe.
He's Baki's dad.
Yes, and basically he is just... How do I explain it to him, like to people that don't know Baki? He's basically the strongest creature on Earth, and everyone's just terrified of him, even being in the same room. Like, he's fought Muhammad Ali somehow and won. I don't understand. Like, the game makes no sense. And this whole thing is that he lives to make his strong son stronger so that he can fight him. And the stuff that happens, I'm not even legally allowed to say on air. Damn. Because I actually will get arrested. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
But yeah, it's an amazing anime, and it's all hand-to-hand fighting. So in a Tekken game, it actually makes sense.
Answer my question. I was going to ask you, like, is this character a good fit for Tekken?
Yeah, he's like a grappling type of character. Right. Yeah.
He's pure Tekken. I just wonder, again, he is one of those characters that I can look at Hiachi and say, like, okay, this guy could challenge Hiachi, and I don't know who'd win. That's how kind of like, ooh, this is interesting.
He's sort of also like Akuma too.
That's what Echo Crimson said in the chat right now.
Yeah.
He says he's a cooler, more modern Akuma.
Well, I mean, he's actually older than Akuma, because Baki has been a manga longer than Street Fighter, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Actually, let's look that up. When is that mod? Baki the Grappler, right? That's what it's called. So Manny, you are right and wrong simultaneously. So Baki, Street Fighter is older than Baki, right? But
yes,
but Akuma is from 1993, if I remember correctly, and this manga started 1991.
Yes.
So there you go. This guy is the original Akuma then. unless he was introduced later in the thing. Was he like always there from the beginning?
There are a lot of characters in Street Fighter that are homages to...
Could be, yeah.
Manga characters. Like, Guile is actually based off of a character that's in JoJo.
Yeah.
And as well as a few other characters. They're sort of like kind of homage-type characters.
We're going to go with that, because that just makes a lot of sense. Look at SNK, man. All their fucking characters are homages, and sometimes straight-up rip-offs. You know,
well, I mean,
fucking
also,
Blue Mary is basically Android 18, you know, like unequivocally.
Theoretically, since the guy who made Street Fighter did make the King of Fighters, or, you know, a Fatal Fury. So,
even though, you know, Android 18 is Akira Toriyama. So,
but I'm saying, like, he, you know, even the old game, the old Street Fighter did have a lot of had like homage characters too.
Oh yeah,
some would say Sagat's an homage character.
He probably
Baki,
is.
But
I also learned Rolento and Hydern you know, from two different fighting game franchises are both homages to a Fist of the North Star character. You know, so I'm like, okay, so it all comes from somewhere. Anyway, let's get into some questions. But that was a good intro. Talk about video games. All right, Young Savage in the house. What do you guys think of the recent trend of some games not showing any gameplay so close to the release date? GTA 6 drops in 7 months. We haven't seen anything. I think it's shorter than that. Wolverine drops in 5 months. We haven't seen anything. What's up with that? It's a good question. Why aren't we seeing more advertising? Is it because these games are still not done yet? That's my suspicion. You know, and they want to be like, you know, just in case we need to delay the bitch, we don't want to announce anything yet. I could be wrong, but that's my suspicion, you know, especially with these big ass games, you know. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, GTA is a special case. They don't have to show anything. They're like, oh, you're going to buy it and you're going to like it. That's pretty much their attitude towards this. I don't even know if I mean, obviously they can delay it, but does anyone think that they're still going to delay it? I know we had a.
Yeah, I think it's done.
No, I don't think so either.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I think they're pretty much set and done. Other games, on the other hand. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say, what are you talking about? You did see gameplay from Wolverine.
Oh, Wolverine.
You saw a beta.
Funny enough, we also saw gameplay from GTA. GTA 6.
Beta footage.
Yeah, I think
it just wasn't actually from Rockstar.
Yeah.
They're not. I mean, Rockstar isn't going to show that much GTA footage. We still haven't gotten the poster yet, which is normally the sort of the first inkling of the promotion window for them. As far as other games, I don't know. I can't think of the other ones. You know, it would have been good to bring up some examples. Because normally we do get gameplay. Maybe I'm just not. I can't think of anything right
now. Yeah. Anybody else ideas why these games aren't getting advertised in a timely fashion?
I mean, I just think in general they gave enough of it, and plus they already have like a big, you know, a big thing already sort of showing, you know, for Wolverine already.
And they will have another one soon. You know, yeah, for Wolverine.
So like they have a big feature coming for the supposedly with the PlayStation
State of Play.
But I mean, here's the thing though. Like, it's like, okay, if you do it early, right, then it becomes like, oh, what the fuck, man? This game is like 4 years off. Yeah. Like some of those E3 presentations, right? So it's like either make it too close or you make it too far.
Yeah. Rich, what are your thoughts, bro?
Yeah, I think you guys hit it on the head. Obviously, they're still working on these games, so they aren't really going to show too much. Like you both said, yeah, we're going to see Wolverine at State of Play. As for Grand Theft Auto 6, they did confirm in the Take-Two earnings call last Thursday, the game is still coming out, and they're not going to do their marketing until the start of summer. Oh, wow. So you're going to see. So there will be a trailer, another gameplay trailer. There will be a gameplay trailer. There will be posters. All that stuff is going to happen. But they said they're purposely waiting until the summertime. So we'll see. But yeah, I think if we haven't seen too much gameplay yet, it's because, yeah, the developers are heads down trying to make sure the game gets completed. That would be my guess.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, let's move on here. One subset, similar question. Do you think we'll hear anything about Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra during Summer Game Fest? Rich, I'm going straight to you.
Wait, who? You said you. Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah. Oh, me. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I
know Carlos got money, but he ain't rich like that, you know?
Okay, well, let me say this is a phenomenal question. I actually thought that Hydra hijacked this game because we haven't seen anything or heard anything about it. So, yeah, this is a game that I believe was supposed to come out this year, right? And we haven't heard no other updates. So I'm going to assume, yes, it's probably about time we get an update. I already know that we already have the Marvel fighting game coming out in August for PlayStation and PC. So, yeah, there is an opportunity to definitely talk more about this at Summer Game Fest, I would think. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to say, Carlos?
Oh, no. Nothing. But, you know, in terms of this, I have no clue. I have no clue when they're announced. I didn't even know there was going to be that was a game. I thought it was a TV show.
No, no. I mean, we've talked about it. It's just they don't talk enough about it. It's just like they drop little things here and there every year. So that's about it. Yeah, maybe we'll see some. We don't know. You know, we'll have to see. It's difficult to answer, so I don't know.
I don't think we will. Firstly, I actually had the same thought recently because it came across my Twitter timeline and they were saying that it was early 2026. And I'm like, what month is it? Hold on. So I was tempted to ask a question, but now I'm looking into it. People are saying that it's delayed indefinitely. So I have no idea.
Oh, that's right. Brian, yes, we did discuss that on the show a while ago, that it's just been delayed indefinitely, which tells me they're probably going to cancel this shit. Oh, well. Shout out to Chris, who just showed up.
What's up, Chris?
Yo.
Yeah, so we're just talking about Marvel. Was it what the fuck? I even forget the name of this game, Marvel 1943, the Hydra game. Do you think we're gonna see anything at Summer Game Fest?
No, and that game is like MIA. I don't know, because everything we hear about with Marvel has either happened or is on the horizon. Like Tokon Fighters is in a few months. We got the Maximum. We got Cosmic Invasion. We got all that stuff. I swear, they've been talking about Marvel 1943 for like how many years now?
Since 1943.
I think that game is vaporware.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
Another one bites the dust with Amy Henning.
Damn. That's what I was just about to ask. That's another Amy Henning game.
Fuck. Damn, Amy, what the fuck? Girl has bad luck, man. Shit. Yeah, but yeah, we'll see what happens. All right. Next up, another one from Mr. Subset. Now that Harada is gone, will Tekken slowly fade into obscurity like some fighting games do over time? Not unless they stop making games, you know? As long as they keep, you know, Tekken games coming, I don't think it's going to fade away. It's too huge of a franchise and still currently the biggest 3D fighting game franchise. Granted, that's by default, since there's no other contenders at the moment. But, yeah, Dude, think about this. Fucking Virtua Fighter went away for like 15 years, and people were still talking about it. You think you're going to forget about Tekken? I don't think so. You know, so I wouldn't worry about that. Also, on a related note, Harada is going in, man, on Twitter right now. So I'm going to read this tweet. I talked about it before we went on air. I'll do it now. So some piece of shit came at Harada, threatening him, basically. You know, the guy, let me see what this was in reference to. He deleted it. Of course he deleted a fucking tweet, you know, but basically it was something about Tekken, I'm guessing. And this is what the guy said to Harada. If this isn't a joke, you better start living like it's your last week, you little man. To Harada, bro. So this is how he responds. You're the typical loudmouth loser on the internet. You're about 10 years too early to be threatening me, you piece of trash. And I'm no longer involved, so don't ask me shit about Tekken. Just sit there watching tournaments while your mommy holds you, you little shit. Fucking Harada.
Damn.
Fuck the boss. That's right. He nuked his ass from orbit, bro. Oh. Don't fuck with Harada. Right.
Yeah, they don't. You know, some people think they can get over on some Japanese folk.
Nah, man.
And also, like, Harada's also been, you know, been classically very, you know, economical. Now the juice is loose.
The juice is loose. Also, Harada, he did it fucking teasing people. He tweeted about how he went to a Waffle House. For you guys who don't know, you know, there's been a long running joke about how they need to make a Tekken stage set in the Waffle House because there's always fighting going on at Waffle House. So he's like, yo, I'm going to hang out to see if any fights happen.
I was about to say, no wonder he chose violence. He went to Waffle House.
He went to Waffle House, man. That's a rumor that needs to happen. Like, we need a Tekken stage set in the Waffle House. Give the people what they want.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe at his new studio he'll put a stage at the Waffle House.
Maybe. That's funny, man. All right, good stuff there. So we'll move on here to Mr. Lego Bro. This one's interesting. And I hope somebody actually saw this because, you know, weekend, I don't really go on Twitter to look at stuff. What are your thoughts on the Unreal 6 announcement? Did anybody see this?
That wasn't really that big of a deal. It's just connected to Rocket League. In fact, we posted that in our little personal chat where Summer Game Fest announced that the new Rocket League, and they said it's going to be in the first game to be running an Unreal Engine 6. Though the sentiment online is like, motherfucker, you ain't even got Unreal Engine 5 working right.
Yeah.
You jump into 6 now.
That's crazy. But again, I didn't get to see any of this stuff, you know. So you guys let me know.
It looks really realistic. Looks like really realistic cars. It's a little disappointing actually because now the cars don't have that sort of stylization to them anymore. Now they legit look like real cars driving around.
Kind of missing the point, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean that's my one little gripe with it. But you know, if you're just looking for, you know, cars playing soccer, there you go.
Yeah. Anybody else see the footage? Yeah, nobody saw it. Go ahead.
No.
Oh yeah. Well, go ahead.
I was just saying I saw the Rocket League footage, and it's like Manny said, it just looks like realistic cars. It looks like rally cars driving around on a soccer field now instead of what it used to look like. So I was a little confused. I was like, wait, they got like real looking cars, like rally cars driving around hitting soccer balls. Okay.
Yeah, and then it also like they're still attempting to do like sort of surrealist, sort of futuristic stuff because the crowd is just balls.
Her balls.
Like they're just colored balls. So it's like, you know, in the other time when, you know, when it was sort of a stylized futuristic type of vibe to that game, that sort of thing worked where it's like you could have this sort of, you know, obscured sort of like things to represent people or whatever that's in the crowd. Now it's just like you have these hyper realistic looking cars and this really like realistic looking field, and then you have these balls in the crowds.
Sounds like they're really missing the point of the game, at least visually. Like not every game needs to, like they should have chosen a different game to make it look more realistic, you know?
Well, like, I mean, it's the thing is that whoever the Rocket League studio is that's doing it, so.
That's great. Yeah, okay, that's on them, I guess. Very strange.
Also, I'd say, you know, a car game is always the best demo of an engine.
Yeah.
Because it's hard shapes, you know, shiny looking cars and stuff. You could probably, you know, you don't have a lot of environments. It's just like having a raceway.
Yeah.
They're always really good, you know, good ways to sort of show off an engine. But, you know, at the same time, it's like the real meat and potatoes is not making a stadium and some cars look shiny. The real meat and potatoes is actually getting a game where the environments actually change around and you can't leave that field. So,
yeah. All right. Anybody else? Again, I didn't see it, so I have no input on it. All right, if not, we'll move on. Another one from Mr. Lego Bro. Since the new James Bond game is coming out this week, why don't studios make more Uncharted-like games? I always feel like I'm going on a ride when I play those. Here's the thing. I think the reason you don't see that is because we had too many of them. After Uncharted 2 came out specifically, every game was a fucking Uncharted game for the rest of that generation. Even games that didn't come out were Uncharted games. Like, you know, Star Wars The Order, you know, whatever the fuck it was called, 1313. That was a fucking Uncharted game. Like, every game decided, okay, that's it. You know, we're going to be an Uncharted game. So I think, you know, after that, studios were like, okay, let's not do this as much. And that's probably why we haven't seen a proper Uncharted game, like Manny said, in like 10 years. You know, so maybe this is going to signal a return to that. But I think that's the reason. It's like the industry was so oversaturated. Every game became that shit where it's like, and don't get me wrong, I love that gameplay. But even I got to the point like, okay, does every game need to be Uncharted now? You know, so, you know, maybe it's time to return. But yeah, I think like you know, Soulsborne and shit like that. That eventually took over, you know. Now people are getting, and now we're currently in the woo era, as I like to call it. Every game's a fucking woo game, you know. So maybe it's time to return back to Uncharted mechanics. I don't know.
And the Concordian timeline.
You know, and that's all I can say about that. What about the rest of you guys? Do we need more Uncharted-like games?
I mean, I'll go ahead, man.
No, go.
I wouldn't mind some more Uncharted-like games. I feel like we're due for an Uncharted game at least.
You know,
Naughty Dog, what are you doing? What is you doing? I mean, The Last of Us was kind of an Uncharted type game in a sense.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, they have similar you know, aspects. Obviously, it's made by the same people, but
Tomb Raider was full on Uncharted. You know, those three games.
Tomb Raider definitely. It was like, motherfucker, you're going to steal from us? We're going to steal from you.
That's it.
And so I wouldn't mind another Uncharted game or Uncharted-like games. Just get us away from this Concordian timeline. Take us out from this evil hell. It's getting ridiculous.
I agree.
And Soulsborne, From Software is the only one that can do Soulsborns.
I agree.
Like that are, you know, worth hyping up about. And they make plenty of them anyway, so it's not like, you know, we're dying of not getting those types of games. So, yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah. What about the rest of you guys? What do you say? Do we need the return? Go ahead, Rich.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me respond first to what Carlos said. I would like to apologize to him because he is asking Naughty Dog, where is the Uncharted game? You must remember, Carlos, we're going to be getting you and Chris's most anticipated game, Intergalactic. yeah, we will definitely see that, I think, in the next 2 weeks at the State of Play. So that's, whoa, stay tuned for that.
Excuse me?
But I will say this. Yeah, I would like some more Uncharted games. I will say, though, if we get another Uncharted game, it's probably going to be Nathan Drake's daughter, because that was the last character they teased as someone that could potentially get into this type of work, unless it's going to be the other characters that were in that Lost Legacy game.
Yeah, it was crazy. I got distracted by some drama on Twitter. I'll talk about that off air. Basically, it's insiders, you know, kind of being insiders, if you know what I mean. Oh, man. All right, anybody else? Uncharted games, yay or nay?
Sure, make them.
There you go. All right, moving on. Now this one is a sponsored question by Romyadeath. He is taking two questions from One Subset and Lego Bro, because they both asked similar questions. One was, what do you expect to see at the Xbox showcase? Another one is, what do you expect to see at Theta Play? For the Xbox showcase, I expect to see new memes of Asha Sharma pop up, because this is going to be her first like big appearance at a big show, you know, for gaming as the head of Xbox, you know, so that's going to be there. I'm curious to see what she's going to say. Is she going to really bring the hammer down on the exclusives? Probably not, but that'd be interesting. I think the obvious one is Gears. We got to see Gears. It's like, okay, stop messing around. Let's see E-Day already. That's the shit people came to see. You know, maybe some other games will show up there. Instead of Play, we already know what we're going to see. Wolverine, you know, among other stuff. But yeah, what about the rest of you guys? What do you say?
I mean, I agree with all of the, what has been said by you.
Yes.
So Xbox, like you mentioned, E-Day has to be there. We're gonna get the Charminator. It was like, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Sharma. Yeah. You know, and do a whole press run with her arrival. I don't know. What do you think? It's too early for Helix?
Yeah, I think it's too early for that. Yeah,
because they released the press kit to the influencers, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, part of the press run has started, but maybe that's something more towards the game awards timeline. For PlayStation, I'm surprised Rich is predicting Intergalactic. I wasn't even expecting that. That would be interesting. I wonder if that's an Uncharted type game in space. That'd be pretty interesting. And for PlayStation, I mean, other than Wolverine, which you already know is going to be part of it, trying to think, what else can PlayStation come up with? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm struggling with that one. It's like Wolverine, Tokon. You know you're going to get that. That's about it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, Token is going to be in it. Token.
I heard some interesting things about Token. Oh, yeah. Tokon, but I can't say right now. Go ahead, Rich.
No.
All right, so for Xbox, first and foremost, we have to address the elephant in the room. You guys mean to tell me you're not looking forward to hearing exclusive world premiere? That same, every time they show a video, it's that same, it'll show it on the screen. So
they need some new words. Maybe with her at the helm, they'll come up with some new words.
Ten. Yes, yes. I would have a problem with that. But so for Xbox, yeah, they're having that separate showcase for Gears. So, yeah, you will definitely get a Gears release date at that, I feel, and we'll see a lot more. But as for the Xbox show, I expect a confirmation that Fable is not coming out this year, and that is coming out in early 2027 because they keep saying it is coming out this year. But obviously, if it comes out too close to GTA, I don't think they're going to try and do that. But stay tuned for that. And I definitely want to see what else Xbox can show us, because I don't know what they're working on now. I have no idea what they're working on. I can only assume, yeah, we know that the Halo campaign will be out on PlayStation, I think, sometime later this year. But aside from that, I don't know what other games they're working on outside of what they've already announced, so we'll see. As to PlayStation, yeah, like I said, I do expect to see Intergalactic, because that game is supposed to come out next year. So, and again, they are having this at the Alamo Drafthouse Theaters. So there has to be a reason for them to invite people out to see it in the theater. And I would assume...
Gotta have something.
There you go. Like Adam said, you gotta have something. So yeah, I expect to see that. Obviously, like you guys said, Marvel Tokon, more of Wolverine. And I'm also going to say this might be a bit controversial. We're going to see what the real God of War game that Sony Santa Monica is working on. I'm not talking about that game that came out recently. They are working on another game. I mean, I think Corey Barlog is working on another game. So I think they need to show that at some point. It might just happen at, State of Play.
That's a good one, yeah. I'll keep going down the line here. Brian, what do you expect to see?
Rich actually brings up a good point about the God of War game. I forgot about that. So, yeah, maybe they'll show something about the... They said that they're doing a remaster of the Greek trilogy.
Yeah.
So, potentially, we'll see footage of that. And all the changes they... Sorry, all the creative decisions they have decided to make with that game, let's say.
You mean, Brian, things they've done to modernize it?
Yeah. That's one word you can use, I guess. Not the word I'd use. So, be interesting to see that. But honestly, I actually don't know what they can show, because I think it might be time for another Gran Turismo game. So potentially they could start showing that off, unless they're saving it for the new console. Or maybe they'll show it off and then just allude that it's not coming out on PS5. They'll just say that it's that, oh yeah, we're making a Gran Turismo game, and then that's it. So that's, but honestly, I don't think they can really show anything else. Again, we already know about Wolverine, so there's that. But honestly, I don't know what Sony can show anymore. Again, there was rumors of the Infamous remakes or remasters, which... interesting, but again, it's remasters. It's more remasters of the same nonsense. So it's like, no real new IPs. So I don't know. I would like them to show either a new racing game, because all they have is Gran Turismo, or a new RPG. And by RPG, I mean like actual, like full-blooded RPG, not Horizon Zero Dawn. I don't class that. I don't class that as an RPG. I mean, no. I don't class that as an RPG.
I agree.
So yeah, that, That is what I'd like to see. But honestly, I have no idea what they'll show.
I do have some more predictions for PlayStation.
Uh-oh.
We could get a Marathon DLC, you know, give Bungie a bone in their time of struggle. What else? Before we get canceled, before, you know, a certain fan base cancels us.
Uh-oh.
Fuck it. They're going to show Bloodborne 2.
Yeah.
This is going to be the year. This is it.
I saw the .txt file, so it's going to happen, you know.
There you go, man. We saw the slanted photo from a monitor. And also, you know, just to make things fun and just to keep things consistent with the past, we'll probably get a Woo game, you know.
Of course.
Whatever Woo game?
You mean many Woo games?
Oh, you're predicting more than one.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get at least 5 of those motherfuckers. And I'm probably being conservative, you know, like we said, like, you know, I'm going to say we said this on the show, so I feel this is a worthwhile thing to say. They're basically fucking what's the name of the workshop games or whatever, you know, slave shop games. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just crank them out, you know, communist games. They just make them. Fuck, you're crunching all day until you go out and commit suicide, motherfucker. So you're going to get a bunch of those games, you know, sweatshop games. That's the word I'm looking for. Anyway, go ahead, Carlos.
And that's it.
Yeah. Chris, what do you expect to see at Summer Game Fest?
I'll go with Carlos. I'll just go into wish casting territory. Eh. Asha Sharma puts back the budget for Scalebound and Phantom Dust. I like the Bloodborne 2 and God of War. Also, I think she's gonna show a new trailer for Fable, and that character won't look busted. Probably look like an actual woman this time. I'm trying to think. So, yeah, we mentioned Gears. I don't know if they might talk about Halo. They may mention, maybe they'll do an ODST too, because I think that might be faster than them going, oh, Halo's, what are we up to, 6? Halo 6. But I don't know. Could be like a kind of a bridge game, kind of like ODST. I hope it's not Halo Wars, though.
To answer your question, we're not in Halo 6. We're out of numbers. Infinite was the last one, so we're out of numbers.
We're out of numbers.
Out of numbers.
That's a good point.
Halo Quantum.
Yeah.
Halo Imaginary Number. Yeah, and then for PlayStation, yeah, I expect God of War announcement, and I expect my future Game of the Year Fair Games to be talked about.
Oh.
So there we go. And Pirate Souls? Yes, I want to see Pirate Souls.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, right. Yeah, the rumor. It'll be crazy, man.
Oh, man. It'll be crazy.
Yeah. All right, good stuff there. Move on here. Where are we? Quell. And both of his questions are about Subnautica, too. So I hope some you guys know about this game, because I sure don't. You know? So his first question is, Subnautica 2 just became the most played Steam release of 2026 within hours of early access, hitting a 467K peak. What does this say about the power of early access when the game launches with controversy but massive anticipation? Again, I literally know nothing about this game, so I don't know what controversies we're even referring to. I'm not being facetious. I don't know.
The controversy is when the studio trying to suppress that game?
What studio?
The game, whoever the game studio was, and they had to go to court and stuff like that. There was this big scandal on top of Subnautica.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Can anybody offer any insight into Subnautica here?
I know about it from like a brief point of view, but nothing specific. But there was something to do with, I think the CEOs got fired. And there was something to do with $250 million and some sort of bonus. But they went to court, and then the judge ordered them back into the company or something like that.
Yes.
It's just very odd.
All I know is there was something.
Let Brian finish first, Randy. So
remember the guy that asked ChatGPT how to fuck over?
Oh, it was this shit?
It was part of this shit.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, where he's like, how do I get out of paying the bonuses or some shit like that?
Yeah, huge bonuses. And he and then the court brought his ChatGPT history in there and said, I had to fucking do this shit.
Yeah. No, but the funny thing is, because we did report that, even the AI was like, don't do this. The AI told him not to do this. His lawyer told him not to do it. He's like, fuck it. Fuck the lawyers. Fuck the AI. I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's the same company that makes, what do they call that game? PUBG. It's that company.
Yeah,
So they bought the studio that made Subnautica, and so those guys had a really good deal.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why he was trying to get out of the payment. So finally Subnautica releases, right? And it's doing record numbers.
Yeah. So Quell gave us the player count, but the sales count, which is what we care about here, 4 million for a fucking underwater game. Okay, so my question is, and again, I don't know if anybody either in the chat or here in the panel can answer, why is this game so popular? What is it about? What's the hook?
I'm not familiar with any of the with Subnautica. Maybe somebody in the chat can tell them more about it. But it was obvious it did well enough. The original did well enough that that company decided, hey, we're going to purchase them. I think they did this during the pandemic too.
Hmm. Yeah, I honestly don't have any insight. Shows what we know about this game, and to be fair, I also haven't seen anybody in the Discord talking about it either. You know, so
yeah,
it was not really a game that's in our radar.
It was a $20 million lawsuit and corporate sabotage.
Yo, how did they get his ChatGPT logs?
Well, it's Discovery. When the lawsuit happened, they just subpoenaed OpenAI because it's admissible in court. They just got his chat history.
Damn.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
From what I know, this game is right up your alleyway.
No, it's not an underwater survival game.
Tell me. Okay, go ahead. It's a survival game with crafting and set underwater. So right up your alleyway.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, gotta buy it now. My favorite things, underwater and survival and crafting. Oh, man. I don't get it. I don't, you know, again, if somebody could explain this to us, I should say, because we're all in the dark, too. You know, we're all, drowning here for answers.
It's funny enough, it's the crafting, the same company that saved saved Tango Gameworks. So
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, off topic, somebody posted a 20-minute video of all the references in Lego Batman. I didn't realize they're also referencing other movies.
Yeah. Wow.
I just saw a reference for American Psycho. That I had no idea.
Here's the question. Is it a Warner Brothers film? They're probably doing Warner Brothers films.
It could be. That's a good question. Yeah, because they also reference Taken, the another Liam Neeson movie. I don't know if that's Warner Brothers. Although one reference I did see that was not Batman related was a Street Fighter reference. There's one part where Batman and whoever's ally is during that mission get on either side of a car and have to beat it up, and you hear like 8-bit music. Obviously a Street Fighter reference. You know? Otaku, man, the game's great. I'm still playing it, man. All right, so yeah, you know, so I'm sorry we can't give you more info on Subnautica, but I don't know. All right,
it has an audience and it's doing well. So
there you go. Go ahead, Brian.
It sounded like the other game. What was that game that did
the Silk Song?
And it was indeed Silk Song. You know, it's like that sort of, you know, rampant fan base sets for it. So obviously so Krafton's got to pay up to the heads of that studio.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I just want to add to the question itself that I think this more says something about the game itself and how people just really wanted the game. And the fact that it's done so well says to me that the game is just really anticipated. I just it was a surprise to me that it had that much, it sold that much that fast. I guess, again, it is fantastic to hear games are selling well, especially games that had no marketing I mean, I didn't see billboard adverts, but then again, I run ad blockers, so different story. But I didn't see any word of mouth, no Twitter, anything. Like, I've not seen anything about this game, and it's not like all games come out and sell 4 million copies in weeks, which is, again, it itself is unheard of. So yeah, it's great that it's doing great numbers, but I think it's more to do with just the game rather than it being early access.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, shout out to them. All right, another question related to the last one. With Subnautica 2 outperforming full AAA launches like Resident Evil Requiem, is early access now the dominant launch strategy for PC games? I think for some games, sure, but not everything. Yeah, I don't think you want to cast like a broad stroke or whatever. I'm pretty sure if Brett was here, he'd be like, yes, early access everything. I think it might be better for games to have a built-in audience like this. But I could be talking out of my fucking ass since I don't really care for early access games. I'm like, I'll wait for you to finish cooking it. I'll play it then. You know, that's my stance on early access. But, you know, I don't really have a lot of insight on this either. So go ahead, Carlos.
Well, you know, apparently early access is a lucrative business because you can make over $1 billion from not releasing a game. So
$1 billion over 14 years. Again, Star Citizen is the biggest grift in gaming. These guys get more money not releasing the game, bro. You think they're going to make $1 billion fucking dollars releasing this shit? No, they're not. They already made their money, you know?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm not surprised. And I'm pretty sure it's going to continue, you know, to happen with early access, especially, I mean, PC, there's a bunch these days.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Quell, I saw you giving us cash, so appreciate that. Can you explain to us why Subnautica is so popular? Because we're here struggling with your questions. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know about this fucking game, you know? Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, I have a controversial question for you guys. I think I know the answer. Speaking of early access, so do you guys think that if Highguard launched in early access, it would still be around today?
I doubt it. I highly doubt that, you know?
Here's the thing, like, you know, it could have been a good location to do it where they could fine tune that game. But also, they would have so many other issues to deal with on top of that, right?
Yeah, because going into early access wouldn't solve the big issue of people hyping the game up because of Jeff Keighley. That's what, in my opinion, that's what sunk that game. All those high expectations that he set, you know, by showcasing it as the final game of the show, you know? It's crazy, man.
It was definitely the Jeff Keighley show that made Highguard subnautical.
You know, it's crazy, man. All right, moving on here. George W. Cush. Oh, wait, real quick. Quell says Krafton tried to renege on their deal and fired the developers. They owe a ton of money based on early sales. Is that why the game's popular?
Fired the devs, they fired the leadership of Unknown Worlds. So they had to sue them to get back in because they promised if they hit a certain milestone for pre-orders, it was like a $250 million bonus across the board. That's what the Krafton guy was trying to get out of. Like Manny sees, he went to ChatGPT to figure out how to fucking screw them over. Oh my God.
So is that why the game is popular? Because people wanted to fuck that guy over? Like,
It had
a fan base, that game. That's why they bought them.
Yeah.
I
mean, it only Streisand it at that point, right? It's already popular, and then this shit happened, you know?
Yeah. Now, I only asked that based on what Quell said, because I asked him, why is this game popular? And he said, because everybody wanted to give it money. That's what it seemed like. All right. Again, I'm not knowledgeable enough about this. I barely knew this shit existed. You know, I was like Subnautica, is that a game? I don't know.
I mean, none of us have played either.
None of us have played it. And like, as Brian illustrated, it is definitely not up my fucking alley. Underwater, crafting, survival. I'm fucking good, you know? All right, so next up, Mr. George W. Cush. And two questions, both about Final Fantasy 14. Another game I don't know shit about. So this will be interesting. First question here, Final Fantasy 14 is a subscription-based game. You can play it on every platform with the same subscription. The only downside is that you need to buy the game on each platform you want to play it on. But that's reasonable, in my opinion. However, Square Enix has announced that the Switch 2 version will require a second subscription only for Switch to play on that platform. I'm not talking about the Nintendo Switch Online one, but really a Final Fantasy 14 subscription just to play it on Switch, plus buying the game again. What do you think of the precedent it sets? I think it's the first time I've heard of a subscription in a game that's distinct from consoles. Yeah, that's pretty fucking weird, you know? Like, so yeah, you could
like
only...
Like a separate subscription?
Yeah, you could only play with Switch people. Does it not defeat the purpose, you know?
To be honest, beforehand, you know, it was like that, though.
It was,
you know,
like
back
that,
in the old, yeah, back in the olden days, you know, if you had a, you know, the original, like that Final Fantasy game, right? Was it Final Fantasy 15 when it was
this
the,
is 14, yeah.
Before it was the Realm Reborn, you know, it's old enough to where you couldn't play on a PlayStation 3 with somebody on an Xbox.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right about that. The problem is you can't play with other people on other platforms, you know.
My guess is it's probably with the because it Nintendo wants to lock off their players.
I mean, yeah.
So
yeah, makes sense to me. So I don't know if it sets a precedent. It's more like, and I could be wrong about this, it could be just Nintendo fuckery.
Yeah, I think it's Nintendo fuckery. I think they want to lop off their players. They want to get direct revenue off of this thing.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right, yeah. Chris, as our Nintendo expert, what do you make of that take?
Great. Well, Nintendo doesn't play well with others, so I mean, that's a fact. So if they're isolating players, like they're not going to do anything like crossplay. Like that's a pipe dream. If anybody thinks they're ever going to do crossplay, cross save, cross anything with PC or any other platform,
paid crossplay, because there are other games like Fortnite that does a full crossplay. But I think the paid aspect of it is the reasoning. They want to make money off of that, so they're just like, nah, we're not going to let you have that. We want some. they're the mob. We want some money off of this.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. If you're not using, they already get off the top with Switch Online plus whatever the hell they call it, whatever tier allows you to even play these games online. They have a high tier, so you have to pay for Switch Online at the tier that allows you to play live service games. And then if you want cross play, I guess like pay more, right? But it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Echo Crimson, I agree. He says, so Nintendo being Nintendo as usual. Yep.
That's it, right?
Pretty much. Oh man. All right. Another one from George W. Cushion, another one about Final Fantasy 14. Speaking about Final Fantasy 14, what do you guys think of the game if you've played it? I tried getting into it to play with friends, but gave up when I saw that Square Enix thinks it's normal that you need to go through 250 hours of gameplay and 500 hours of cutscenes to play the actual content your friends are playing. No, I didn't bother us. Any game that has the suffix online, nope, I'm good. You know, I didn't fuck around with Final Fantasy 11 either. Final Fantasy, and I really hate the fact that they have to number these like normal Final Fantasies. It fucks up the whole order, you know? This shit should have been called Final Fantasy Online, right? You get the first one, and then you get the update, which would be this shit. Then you fuck it up with Final Fantasy 11 and 14, you know? So I don't like that. But no, I'm not a fan of MMOs. I'm not a fan of persistent online games. So I definitely stayed the fuck away from this shit. You know, and I'm glad I did, because ain't nobody got that kind of time. Well, some people do have that kind of time. You know, I don't. Well, at least I don't want to. That's too fucking much. You know, I know if Brett was here, he'd disagree with that. But nah, son, it's too much. Still make it, you know? And I think, actually, I don't know. Has anybody here even played this game? Even a demo of this shit?
Never touched it. Didn't care.
Yeah, similar to Tony. I play Final Fantasy games, but not those type of Final Fantasy games. And I also agree with your sentiment in terms of the naming conventions. It's ridiculous that you have to name them the same sort of, you know, numerology as the actual standalone games. You should just do Final Fantasy Online, and then if you're doing another one, Final Fantasy Online 2.
There you go.
Much cleaner.
Yeah, just do that. So yeah. Nope. None of us have played it, so we can't give any insight. All right. Last two questions for Mr. Matt Wheaton. Now, we got this question at least once a year. And I mostly just keep answering it because I want to hear, you know, whoever's asking the question, their response, because our responses are always the same. So you're going to hear the same answers again from us. But regardless, let's get into it. Seeing as the new Ghost in the Shell anime is coming our way in July, I want to ask, since you guys are all anime otaku like myself, which would be your top favorite games based on an anime? Like a top five would do. I'll start with mine. Number five, Gundam Battle Assault. Number four, Fist of the North Star Lost Paradise. Number three, Gundam Encounters in Space. Number two, Gunm, Martian Memory. And number one, Ghost in the Shell on the PS1. Well, again, I said we get this question once a year, and I'll give you the same answer. Anime games are shit. The only anime game. I only like two anime games, and you actually listed one of them, and there's for a specific reason: Dragon Ball FighterZ and Fist of the North Star Lost Paradise. Why? Not because of the franchise, because Dragon Ball FighterZ was a fucking Guilty Gear game, basically, and Lost Paradise was Yakuza. Other than that, every anime game I played has been absolute dog shit. No, don't come at me with that Budokai shit. All those games are trash. Kakarot, trash. You know? Fucking all those Bleach games, Naruto games, trash. Trash. You know? So that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. Anime games are dog shit, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. With the exception of Lost Paradise and FighterZ, those are probably the two better examples of two games, and they're legitimately made by the people that normally make those types of games, right? You know, like,
yeah.
Arc System Works, and they also did a really good Fist of the North Star fighting game years and years ago too.
Yeah,
but you know, Arc System Works, and then you have what was it? Sega, such a Yakuza team making a thing. So they literally just took those two templates and applied them to those games. If they could do that, something like that, like make more studios. But all those Bandai games are all just sort of just like they're just IP farms, right?
Is Manny, like, okay, I'm gonna quote one subset because you'll like this term: money grabs.
Yeah, money grabs. Like they're like Bandai, you know, knows that they could pay a team very little, very low low costing type of game, and then you get high yield because of a bunch of people who just buy anything that's related to that anime.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm gonna jump in with the other part of the question that we always get too. May as well knock them both out, right? Because the other question we would get, if you could make a good anime, anime video game, what would you make? And my answer is always the same. Don't. Let it be an anime. You know, it doesn't need to be a fucking video game, you know? Not everything needs to be a video game. Leave it alone, you know?
Yo.
I love Dragon Ball Z.
It's like movie games.
Leave it alone. It's
like movie games.
Yeah, you don't need it. You don't need it. Perfect example. Go ahead, Carlos.
So real quick, even before that, answering that, Tony, I will answer with some answers of my own for the decent or good anime games.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Budokai Tenkaichi games are pretty decent, but they're no fighters. So fighters is the cream of the crop. And also a game I loved as a kid was Super Dimension Fortress Macross for the SNES. That game was, I played the shit out of that game. So I have those two and, to answer your second question, I will say this.
Oh.
I wouldn't be look, if somehow this was announced, I would lose my freaking mind.
Baki
as you know. No.
They've made no Baki games before.
They're probably so, shit.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Story time here.
Uh-oh.
It's the Game Awards. Jeff Keighley. And one more thing, he does a fake tear. He does fake tears, not just a tear, fake tears. This is his biggest announcement yet. And he's like, world premiere. And the trailer comes up, and it says, from the makers of Elden Ring and Dark Souls. And it says, from software, from the Miyazaki or whatever they say when they put his name on things. And then it says, Berserk.
Oh, shit.
I would lose my mind. I don't care. That should be crazy.
I mean, Miyazaki loves him some Berserk, you know? I would definitely
be like, what kind of game would it be, though? Like,
it'll be a Souls Berserk game.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's crazy. Yeah, but no, I mean, I would definitely be like, oh, tell me more, you know? All right. Anybody else want to answer this anime question?
Also, I'll add another one. Just an interesting one just for, you know, for thought. It might not even be good, but, you know, it would be interesting if, you know, if like Kojima did like a Ghost in the Shell game. That'd be pretty interesting.
That'd be crazy. All right. There you go. And then last question of the night, also from Mr. Matt Wheaton. Oh, man, you'll like this one. Is it just me or do I want a spiritual successor to Gravity Rush in the worst way? I ask because I love the fuck out of Gravity Rush 2 and consider it one of the best PS4 games next to Persona 5, Bloodborne, and Nier Automata. And I want more of this type of high-flying, high-gravity-defying gameplay ages ago. Fuck a spiritual successor. Gravity Rush 3, you know, unfortunately, we can't get that, you know? Or maybe we can, Manny. Like, who owns that IP? It's Sony, right? It's
PlayStation, yeah.
So they can't do it, but it's not the studio that gave it to us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like who would do it? Like you wouldn't have the same character. You just have somebody, you know, sort of doing a knockoff, right?
Yeah, it would just be a Gravity Rush skin, basically. Mm-hmm. So
unless you know, Sony would be open to hiring Toyama Studio. Boca Game Studio to do a game.
Boca Game Studio is the only one that could do a spiritual successor? Would you trust them to do it?
I mean, I could see them doing a spiritual successor because they made the game. They know how to make that game. Yeah. It's like, who do you get to make a spiritual successor of Castlevania? I don't know. The guy who fucking made Castlevania with Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
Yes.
Pretty damn good Castlevania the spiritual successor, if you ask me.
I agree. Yeah, you know what? You're right. I take my answer back. Since a Gravity Rush 3 would just be a hollow shell of what we want, get Toyama's team to fucking do a spiritual successor. That'd be great.
He's even said that he would love to make another one. So
Sony, you fucked
up. He's game. Just Sony just decided to fucking close his damn studio.
Jim Ryan.
Jimbo. The thing about Gravity Rush is I can partially see why Ryan decided to end them for one reason. Because it wasn't, they made their budget back and they made what they spent back. But they didn't do like those high quality numbers that you can brag about to your fucking investor. And that's a lot of the PlayStation, what do they call it? The Japan studio games. They made their budgets back. They were cool, fun titles, but they never spent a lot of money on them. So Jim Ryan was just looking for home runs, and that was the problem.
Yeah. Matt, you bring up a very good case, sir. Yes, we do like it when we get spiritual sequels from the actual creators, but there is one, Manny, that we backed.
Oh, you mean Mighty Number 9?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's a good question. Here's a question to you. Did he create Mega Man?
Excuse me?
He was the artist. He was the guy who drew Mega Man. Who was the person that actually made Mega Man?
That's a good point. Yeah, gotta get the programmer. You know, or somebody,
whoever the original director was, because he wasn't the director.
Yeah, Mega that's Man. Right. Yeah, he damn, man, he's dropping bombs like Harada right now.
No, I mean, can you go to Waffle House?
Yeah, did you go?
Here's the thing, like, one thing that tends to happen is that certain people tend to get credit for certain things, like. I will say this, the creator of, you know, like Igarashi did not create Castlevania, though he sort of got like settled with the creatorship of that game.
Yeah.
He didn't create it. It was somebody else that created it, but he ushered in that Metroidvania. He created the Metroidvania.
Yeah, he understands the franchise, you know.
Other than Metroid and then that game, Symphony of the Night, then they started to do that sort of stuff. So it came together. So yeah, I'd say, well, you know, again, like, I think Toyama could do it, right?
Yeah, but, I think so.
But it just all really depends on whether Sony is game to do something like that. You know, if they want, you know, they seem to be more interested in doing, like, you know, smaller budgeted games. And that's where Toyama kind of excels at, doing smaller games where he has a little bit more control over them. Or he could just be like, fuck that shit, I just want to do my own thing. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Anybody else want to say anything about Gravity Rush?
I'd want, like, a new one.
Yeah. Or spiritual successor at this point.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people are thinking that Control Resonance is looking like a spiritual successor. With the gravity-defying abilities that I think his name is Aiden.
You're thinking about, that's the wrong franchise you're thinking about.
Wrong game.
Yeah. When you're giving credit to the wrong guy.
Aiden Pierce.
I don't know what his name is. I can't Random remember what his name is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Dylan. Yeah, Dylan Faden.
Dylan. Like fucking...
like Arnold. Yeah, fucking, yeah, Arnold. Predator.
Dylan.
Yeah.
It's funny, yeah, man.
Yeah, Dylan is looking very Gravity Rush in his new game, so that could be a spiritual successor to that title.
There you go. By the way, I just ran into this tweet before we ran out. Yo, people are going ham with this Harada thing right there on my timeline.
Oh.
So this guy goes, Harada... this is funny. Harada really cooked this dumbass motherfucking shit and dropped by Waffle House right afterwards. What an absolute legend. Oh, man. Harada, shout out to you, man. Hold up. Let me see if I can find a fucking Waffle House tweet. Harada is crazy, man.
Waffle House tweeted it?
No, he tweeted it. So this is what he tweeted out. I finally made it to, in big capital word letters, Waffle House. The staff are always friendly, and when I asked if they would sell me a menu, they sold me one for $5. Next time, I'll be back at 3 a.m. for fight time. # Waffle House. And here's a picture of him picking up a chair. Oh, man. He's picking up, look at him, he's outside with a fist, you know. Harada, make it happen, son. All right, that's going to do it for us. Another good show. Rich, what is coming up on the Coalition this week? Uh-oh, there he is.
Oh, yes. So shout out to Mr. Adam Vale, the TV Terminal. Check out the TV Terminal on YouTube, as well as the Coalition. Adam actually reviewed Directive 8020. So that review will be posted tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. And I'll be working on a couple of different things because Summer Game Fest is right around the corner. So stay tuned to the coalition.com as well as the Coalition Gaming YouTube channel.
Does Directive 8020 or whatever, does have anything to do with Order 66?
Nothing Star Wars related.
Look at this. My homie right here just got, he got the platinum in Batman. That's what I'm running for right now, people. Your boy. I'm going to get that shit. Go ahead, Rich. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. This is the Dark Pictures Supermassive Games.
He loves those shits. Yeah, he loves those shit.
He did not like this game, though.
No, he was complaining a bit about it last
time. That's right. The last show. This wasn't it. This wasn't the one.
Wasn't it?
Oh, man. All right, that's it, man. Unless, man, you have anything? I don't think you do. But
no, nothing right now. Just a few things that are in the cycle so that you may or may not be seeing very soon. So stay tuned.
All right, good. I'm just going to do for now. I'm just going to let Rich do his thing, and I'm going to keep going, and then you could just interrupt. You're like, hey, I got something. You know? It's good stuff. All right, we are out of here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube. Join the Discord. And check us out on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
I am God.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good week, everybody.
And Brian Manjoma.
Let's see what Ubisoft messes up next week.
Oh, are we back to the weekly L's, Brian?
No weekly L's, man.
Oh, I'm sure they'll have like lots of like it may be daily L's at this point.
Yeah, we had a couple of those. There was one episode we had like five L's in a row because it was just too much. We'll see what happens. All right, guys, we will see you on Thursday, and I may or may not be talking to you from Russia with love on Thursday. So we'll see what happens later.
You mean you go to Russia?
Yeah. Or I may be visiting the spy who loved me, you know?
Oh.
Or I might just be going to the Casino Royale. I'm making this very clear. You know,
no, man, just live or let die, man.
Live or let die, you know? And I say to you, Dr. No.
Oh.
All right, guys. We will see you next time. Later.
Laters.
Or the spy who shagged me. Oh, never mind. That's the wrong
one.